What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We got a lot to get into today. We got an update on Connor Bedard. We got to get into that. We're also going to recap the Blackhawks' tough loss, another one, man, against the Vancouver Canucks. And then after that, we got to preview the upcoming game against the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow. So it should be very interesting overall. But before we get into anything, let's talk about Connor Bedard. He's skating at full tilt right now. So that should be good to hear right now that you're hearing that he could be set to return from injury. So you got to like that. This is a big deal, okay? Like, you know, Luke Richardson spoke and that helped out overall pretty much, saying the fact that he could return soon. A lot of people are trying to target, will he be back for that jersey retirement when Patrick Kane comes in? And the fact that now that you're seeing that he's like, you know, he might come before that, but yeah, probably around that time. So that's good to hear overall. So this is what Luke Richardson said, that he said Bedard should be fit for action starting around like Monday, February 19th. He's like, this would position him to make his comeback against the Carolina Hurricanes, if you're looking at it right now. So that's good. You've been seeing him skate on the ice. He's been having a real, you know, thick helmet on ever since he got that fractured jaw injury, you know, when he got hit and checked by Brendan Smith, you know, against the New Jersey Devils. But this is what was saying, according to Luke Richardson. At first, it was difficult for him to come to terms with it, but he has shown remarkable progress recently. I believe he has grown more patient and recognized the necessity of ongoing this recovery process. So you got to like that overall to hear that. So that's a good thing. The fact that he could be coming back, you know, he's already missed about 6 weeks to this injury. So it's still, by the way, Bedard still leads all rookie players this season in points and goals. He has 33 points, 15 goals, okay? So with that being said, and if you look at certain sports books right now, Connor Bedard is still the front runner to win the Rookie of the Year award, okay? Right now the odds are around like negative 200, so he's still on track. So he might still have a great rookie season. He's already had a great rookie season, let's be honest, okay? So this would be great overall. That you got Connor Bedard coming back is going to bring some excitement overall. You love that. So me personally, love to hear it. I'm glad to see that he's back. And me, I'm looking forward to it because, look, they need some scoring because, you know, I talked about it last podcast. Luke Richardson was talking about it's tough to get any scoring outside of Connor Bedard, and that's the thing that's been hurting this team. So it's good to see that he should be coming back. I can't wait. So it's just like look like we may have like 1 week of this, and then Connor Bedard should be coming back. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's get into the next news, which is the bad part. We got some good news. Now it's time for some bad news. I like to start you guys off with good news. But let's get into this loss against the Vancouver Canucks. This was a tough one. You know how we're going to do it. We're going to break it down score by score. The first period, Connor Garland scored to put the Vancouver Canucks up 1-0 in the first period. So they get on that board first. Then he did it again. Garland scored again and put him up 2-0. However, a power play goal scored by Tyler Johnson, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Nick Foligno, helped them out to put them up and cut the lead down a little bit. So the fact that they did that helped out overall. Now you're only down by one. But the Vancouver Canucks responded again, scoring again to put them up 3-1. And then they made matters a little worse. They scored again, put them up 4-1 as the third period started. But then a goal scored, which I think was the highlight. Kevin Korchinski scored, okay, assisted by Ryan Donato and Lucas Reichel getting some action as well. But it wasn't enough, and they lose this game. They was already down by so many goals, so they lose that one 4-2. Now, let's look at some team stats in this game. When you look at shots on goal, Vancouver Canucks got 38. 23 for the Chicago Blackhawks. Face-off percentage, they were pretty much even, 50% apiece between these two. Power play percentage, the Vancouver Canucks had 4 chances, and I think the Blackhawks did pretty good on that end, shutting them down, 0%. We also had 4 chances, but we scored on that one. Remember, that was the first goal by Tyler Johnson, so we was at 25%. Penalty minutes were even overall, 13 apiece. Then you had 17 hits for the Vancouver Canucks. Then you had 15 for the Blackhawks. 10 blocks apiece overall. And then save percentage, you had .913 for the Vancouver Canucks and .895 for the Blackhawks. Now, as we continue to look at this, one thing that I liked overall was seeing Kevin Korchinski get some action. He had two shots on goal and had that one goal. He just played a little bit under 20 minutes on the ice, but you got to like that. And it was good to see a Lucas Reichel sighting right now. And look, he had a plus minus. He was a plus. I don't think I ever see that in the game as much. And the fact that he did that, that was awesome overall. I mean, he had the fewest time on the ice, I think, outside of maybe Reese Johnson that I saw. And, you know, maybe Ryan Donato. But look, Ryan Donato and Lucas Reichel coming in there. But at that time, let's be honest, like the game was out of reach. You knew Vancouver was going to win that game. I'm not trying to knock Kevin Korchinski's goal. That's a good goal for him because he needed that goal. You know, especially being a young player, I was more saying for Lucas Reichel. So I'm like, you know, for those, every time he does something or an assist or get a point, you know, you got somewhat of hope. But like at that time, you know, the game was kind of out of reach. I'm going to be honest with you on that one. But it was still good to see. Now, when you want to talk about shots on goal, you had Colin Blackwell had three shots on goal. Those are some notable ones. Ryan Donato had three shots on goal, which I think was pretty great. He had an assist, by the way. And the fact that he only played like a little bit over 13 minutes on the ice and had that, I think that was good. Nick Foligno, they was kind of containing him. He only had one shot on goal. Tyler Johnson had three shots on goal. He was very aggressive right away, so you got to like that overall. But I think the thing here was the limited shots on goal. The most, I think, was a defenseman. It was Seth Jones. He had five shots on goal. The thing that hurt them was the fact that I didn't feel like they had too many shot opportunities. And if you're not getting too many shot opportunities, that's going to hurt you overall. You don't get those shot opportunities. How are you going to get a chance to really get the points and get generated? So that was the thing I felt that hurt this team, was the fact that that happened. So when you see something like that, it's going to hurt your team. Like, let's just be honest. It's really going to hurt your team. And honestly, it showed that. So that's something that you got to look at and look forward to as you're looking at this team. And you just hoping that maybe like down the line, this team can like get something going overall. Because the thing with them is like they still struggle to score points. Like, yeah, you get two goals, but I feel like they really got one good goal. And that was the power play goal. And then outside of that, you really didn't see anything else. And I think that was the thing that hurt this team overall. Like, it's just, it's no offense whatsoever. And like, it sucks now because now, you know, the third line was killing them. Vancouver's third line was killing them. And I mean, I know Vancouver's a really good team. They're up there trying to compete and contend for a title, but it just sucks. And now you lose your seventh straight. That's going to hurt you overall. You know, I felt like Petr Mrazek was just, you know, since he got his contract, I mean, he played some pretty good games right at that. But, you know, of late, he's been struggling. I feel like he's just been hit with so many shots on goal, and it's only so much he can do. And I'm not saying he's going down, but like, it sucks. And now, you know, Lucas Reichel, like I said, it was good to have the assist, but you saw him on the fourth line. Like that's a telling sign, I feel, right away. The only thing that you really got to look forward to, honestly, is the fact that Connor Bedard is coming back. All right, let's get into our next thing, which is the preview of their upcoming game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, this is not the same Pittsburgh Penguins team, okay? This is not the great team that we're used to seeing right now. They obviously are getting a little bit older. So, I mean, that helps out a little bit for the Blackhawks side in this one. But, I mean, they're still a better team than the Blackhawks if you're looking at the record. Now, they are coming off a 2-game losing streak, but we are on a 7-game losing streak. Now, remember, we did beat this team last time we did play them. This is a team right now that's also struggled at scoring goals. They've been averaging 2.9 goals. It currently ranks them 24th overall in the NHL, but we're dead last, so that should tell you something there. But one thing that this team is good at, they're older, but they're also good defensively. They only allow 2.5 goals. They're currently in the top five in that category, while we're allowing 3.3. So that's something you got to take note of overall. Another thing, they're pretty bad in the power play percentage. They're 30th overall at 13.9%, but we're, you know, dead last in that category too. And their defense is really good. They're in the top three, currently ranked third right now, 0.9 110%, while we're 28th overall, and they're first in faceoff percentage. So this, to me, showed me they're a very good defensive team. I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game overall. The thing with them is the Blackhawks got to jump off and score early in this game. If they can get a minimum of at least 2 to 3 goals, they should be able to win this game, I feel. I feel like who gets the 3 goals in this game wins. And if you don't, if it's a low-scoring battle, I'm sorry. I don't know if the Blackhawks can contain, because they can't really, you know, keep their foot on the gas pedal, especially when it comes to the defense. And if they do that, they're going to get outscored and outmatched. And if they don't really keep their foot on the gas pedal, this could be a nasty loss for them. But this is a game, I'm not trying to say like they're going to get slaughtered. This is a game that they could beat this team, even without Connor Bedard. They beat them before, but I'm just saying this is a game that they could possibly win if they just stay close into this game. I just feel like close games, they really can't, you know, we've been seeing it too much. The game's been close against superior teams and worse teams, and we end up coming out losing. But we're going to break that game down and more on our next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I want to thank you guys for listening, tuning in. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.